I'm really sorry, folks. The presentation should be running. I just installed my new operating system, Windows 95.
Try typing sysedit.exe.
Thank you.
Check your autoexec.
No, pickerconfig.exe.
Live from the new Macachet headquarters, just a few feet away from Bill's old bedroom in sarcastic Clinton Park, New York, is the Mac and Chat Variety Hour, with your hosts, Mark, Shaken But Not Stirred Devs, and Bill, FM Track Susie. This week's special guests are Bruce, sometimes Victoria High Quality, and Ed Beernuts McMahon. And I'm Margaret, from All You Sportswear, chief knitter in the custom sock division, and this is the Mac and Chat Variety Hour.
All right, it's Show X.
Show X.
Show X. What do we got to show for it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
We got a new studio.
New studio, folks.
That's why we're going to be a little thin this week on content.
Okay, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you.
We tried that last week. It didn't work.
Oh, that's right. It didn't work too good. They still hung around, didn't they?
Yep.
So what's the deal with the new studio? Can you tell me anything about it?
It looks like it's in the same apartment. It's just a little smaller, and it's across the hall.
That's right.
And it looks more like it looks less like the Howard Stern studio we had with the big couch and, you know, for all our guests.
Yeah, the problem is that the couch is one of those 90-degree couches L couches or whatever it is.
Yep.
And this is sort of the shape of a G. And it wouldn't fit.
So it's a very much smaller room, but we have two
desks. So basically, you know, we try to get in here.
And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
And that's what happened. It wouldn't allow me to do it. So basically what we have is we have a studio with our two desks. We're actually facing each other a little bit closer. I'm not across the room. We don't have a bathroom in here anymore.
No.
So we actually have to go out in the hall. And
just like the cats.
Just like the cats, so... And but other things that are beneficial about this, we just kind of have our own space here.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, how long are we going to have this studio for?
I got kicked out of
the other one.
I think we'll have this probably through the summer, maybe a little bit into the fall.
Excellent.
And then we're going to be looking for space again. So
yo, the man.
That's right.
But so, this is pretty. If we can get our next studio like this, this is great. This is like perfect.
Yeah.
This is just like that other. Just like that other. That other Mac show there, I noticed they have some pictures.
Oh, the corned beef and cabbage show?
No, the Mac show Dead, I think it's called.
Oh, the Mac show Canned.
Yeah, that's they have their studio like this where they face each other so they can look at each other and make kissy faces all night. I'm going to beat you to it. Don't even try it. So we got a whole bunch of stuff to discuss. Like I said, it's going to be a little thin this week because we spent 2 hours trying to get all the wiring done for this thing.
Yeah, one of the problems that... you know, we moved in here, and then we realized that we didn't have all the right Ethernet in here, and then we realized that we didn't have enough plugs, and we didn't have enough cables and cords. So last week we got in here and ready to record, and we realized that we weren't really ready.
So we have full-time jobs, so we only have one night a week to do this, and if we screw it up, we have to miss a week.
We're
just
done.
Like last week.
Yeah, because you got that juggling gig on Thursdays.
Yeah, and Boobs the Clown. I'm on Fridays as Boobs the Clown.
Right, right. And then I have that that class I teach with those Japanese people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, you do.
All right. So this is the Show X. Like a Mac OS X, Sex 10.
It was supposed to be like a big extravaganza, but with our current condition,
no.
It's going to take us 3 or 4 shows to get back up to speed and with this new studio.
I do have a Lazy Boy, which kind of helps.
That is cool.
It
does fit. We got to get some pictures of this new studio.
Yeah, it is nice. We got to clean up all the crap too. I got boxes and stuff for moving and stuff. So
we're gonna get the website in order as soon as I'm gonna redo it for the sixth time now and put it in frame. So I don't have to keep redoing every single page every time there's a change, like sponsor changes.
I can't wait till you redo it again. And again
I know.
And again.
So I'm gonna do it one more time. This time is gonna be the greatest. It's gonna be the best with frames and.
If not, you know what's gonna happen to you.
What?
That's right.
Thank you. We have a lot to talk about, though. I know we're not supposed to do banter because our fan our one fan really doesn't appreciate it. But
yeah. And, you know, somebody said that they sent me a message, and they said, you know, there's a little bit too much chatter.
Yep.
And I told them to, did you ever notice what the name of the show was called?
What about the other show? The other show's out there. That's all they do is talk.
No, that's the Mac and Chad phone call.
Oh,
isn't
it? No. The Mac and Chad phone variety
show. The Mac phone show.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to do. The Apple financials, what about that? We missed the whole week, so last week the stock started to shoot, and this week
it shot right up.
Yeah, but then it shot right down at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, what are you going
to
do?
We were almost up to 30 last week.
That's right. And what was on the heels of what? What reason did we go up there for there?
Who?
Apple. Why did they go up last week so high?
Because Steve Jobs finally announced that he's really dating Amy Mann.
Well, no. Actually, it was
her record sales would have went up, though.
It's true. But what happened was that they beat the street's estimate by several cents on the dollar, I guess. So they were projected to make, what, two cents over, something like that?
I mean, don't know. Everybody would,
like
know,
nine.
The naysayers, oh, they're never going to make a profit again. Ever, ever,
never!
Ever. So, F them. Yeah. We're making a profit. You knew it was going to happen. I told you to buy early. Nobody listened.
I know.
Nobody listened.
You know why? Because we kept buying these titanium PowerBooks. Mm-hmm. That's why. Mm-hmm. So that's the exact reason why we got up there. So, and what else? We've got so the stock raises up there into the mid-20 range. It's still in the mid-20s.
You're going to hit your 30.
Yeah, actually, 20. We were at 26 today for a little bit, and that was a bunch of them were bought at that, so that was happy.
Yep.
The new message board, which is really neat.
My baby.
We had a piece of crap message board before, so I went on the hunt to find us a new message board type deal.
And he did.
And we found one, and it's powered by Icon Board, which is, they're not a sponsor or anything like that. I think it's just kind of like an open source message board program thing, the CGI thing. I don't know anything about it. I just thought it was cool. And
I'm looking at it right now. There's two guests. I just saw, like, the last couple minutes, there's been two guests. It's probably one was you, I'm sure, right?
No, I'm registered. I'm on.
Oh, okay.
There.
Yeah, we had two guests just pass by in the last 15 minutes, so that's better.
Yeah.
The thing is, we only got 10 users up there right now registered, and we really put out our plea.
We
please,
need more.
Please register.
And there's many, and this is, like, a real full-featured board. I mean, there's a lot of boards out there, and they are, as their namesake, bored, and they're really boring. There's not a lot going on, a lot of flaming going on, a lot of not interesting stuff going on. We think that ours is going to be a little bit different because we have a lot of stuff about our show, a lot of things you can talk about each episode, what was the funniest bit, some general feedback. If you guys got skit ideas, it's an interactive thing. If you guys go on this board and we read something that we like, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And we'll take your stuff. New skit ideas. Even Jerry's got a section where you can ask him a question. Jerry actually is a really good photographer. He's a professional photographer. He actually went to the Hallmark School of Photography.
He looks like George Lucas, and you can see his picture.
Like, he does look like George Lucas.
But he's got his avatar up there, if you will.
But the thing about, you know, George...
No.
Jerry flies by in his X-Wing fighter. Right. That's great.
You can actually talk to our sponsors here. There's general show bulletin, so if there isn't a show, up there will be a reason why. There's software and hardware reviews where we'll try to throw things on there. If there's something that you see that you like, throw it on there.
Let me step one step back. Is the hardware and software reviews? We're going to put everything we review on this show. We're going to put in that category so we can actually read from it.
We are.
We'll probably do it the night before. So we can.
So you guys can read along.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a blast.
Well.
We also have general Macintosh stuff because we are Macintosh guys. We do Macintosh support. We do graphic support. You name it, we'll answer
Coffee
your questions.
Talk with Steve Jobs.
Hello,
I'm a little verklempt.
The Graphics Cafe, which has no posts at all, but
that was for George Masters because he's always bitching that we don't have any graphics talk on here. So I put that in there specifically for him. And there you go, zero.
Oh, we'll give you graphics talk. I'll bore the hell out of you.
Well, there you go. He always says you got to talk more about graphics. So, George, if you're listening,
George,
which I know
throw
you are,
something up on the Graphics Cafe.
We'll make you a moderator. He can moderate the whole thing.
Yeah, he can moderate the whole friggin' thing. We don't care.
And better yet, if you guys want your own forum, just tell us what it is, and I'll put it
in.
Up there.
Boom,
in
done.
2 seconds.
And another cool thing is that if you want to be a member in the show of the message board, throw us a picture. We'll put your picture in. Your picture will be like ours. You'll see ours on there. We'll put your picture along with your name.
I want this to be a real community board. I don't want it just be, you know, kind of a...
And there's a gay sex area, which is on there.
Uh-huh. That's
so
right.
You can do that.
And there's Macintosh personals?
The first Macintosh personals, the Boomer's trying to get laid, so he's on there.
You know what I just realized as I was taking a swig of Cupertino Light? That we have no alcohol-related message anything on here. We have to make a forum
for
beer drinkers or, you know, something like that.
What about the handheld? Is that like a porn thing, the handheld hot
tub? No. That would be for if you own a Palm device or a Scion.
Well, I own a Palm device.
Yeah, I know you do. So you use it every night, too. Napster forum for MP3s and all that kind of
stuff.
Now,
what's the other really neat thing that we have that we did recently?
That would be the iDisk.
That's right. We have our very own iDisk on goodoldmac.com.
So get on to our iDisk and, iDisk and post stuff.
Get on my iDisk.
I haven't been on that in a while. Well, there's probably all kinds of like porn clips on there.
I know. We have there like, you know, here's a picture of my wife. So what we did is we actually got an iDisk. And if you go to MacChat Radio at mac.com or however you get in there, we have our own. those of you who are savvy enough to get into there, go ahead.
You'll know.
Of you who don't, you know, forget it.
While you're there, look for Abby and Steve's iDisk. We'll give you extra credit for that and see if you can crack in.
If you could tell us what's on their public folder. So we have a public folder. We've got we got icons. We got a couple sounds.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys got sounds, you can throw something on there. We've got our very first commercial is on there. We've got icons. Did I say icons? We have a desktop picture. We have icons. And we have beer. And what else we put on there?
Beer. I really haven't been there in like 2 weeks. I've been.
We
on
put a bunch
board.
Of stuff on there. One day we just decided to get on there and put
the PR kit.
The PR kit's on there. If those of you who want to throw us some money or
those
something,
of you
to care
about anything
besides yourselves, God,
because you can actually see some of our design work on there. They can see that we actually, you know.
Keep going.
I did that.
I know. You did great.
And there's just a bunch of stuff on there, and we're probably going to put more crap on there as we get through there. So,
but the message board, we got to get people on the message.
The message board is really going to be a fun place, and we're on there pretty much all day long. We check things out, so it's going to be a fun spot. So it's an interactive thing, and you can get on there and you can chit chat with us, and we'll talk right back at you. We'll make fun of you. We'll laugh at you. We'll point.
And one more thing, I'm not going to send you a crap email. You know, I'm not going to do that to you. So if you do register, you're not going to get junk mail or anything like that. So, you know, don't worry about it. I know a lot of these people.
Why don't you just sit down and just stop trying to get yourself a beer?
These people,
because you can't reach.
We're almost out of beer too.
I know. We're gonna have to tap in the Smitty's. We're gonna have to throw some beers his way.
Smitty's
in Las Vegas.
Smitty. Oh, that's right. He is in Las Vegas.
That's right. Yeah.
Nobody has any clue who Smitty is. We should just do a show right now while he's not here. We'll go through his bedroom and go through his drawers.
And you know, hey, this is Smitty's sock drawer, and.
No, we can't do that.
No.
We have, where did we go last? Was it last 2 weeks ago? Very nice. Very nice sound. Why don't you talk about Smitty a little bit louder so you can note the sound a little bit more?
Well, Smitty's actually my ex-roommate, I guess.
Lover.
And he actually lives in this apartment that I lived in. And I actually, we just moved the studio into his old bedroom, and he actually moved into my room, which was the master room. So that was sort of the background. And actually, Boomer is his cat. And he's
Boomer's all over the site.
Yeah, Boomer's all over the place. But Boomer's his cat. My cat's, he's angry, so we don't talk about
him. He's a PC user, isn't he?
Yeah, he uses a Compaq, actually.
Great.
Yes.
So, what do we got next?
What about our new sponsors? We have new sponsors out there. Let's talk about the new sponsors.
We do, but you skipped right over where we were 2 weeks ago. Oh, no, actually. Well, we'll talk about that at the end. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
well, I didn't know the script.
Let's screw up the whole show. Why don't we do everything backwards? That'd be fun.
Okay, we got Ramjet. MacToolbox.com is our new sponsor.
Yes, MacToolbox.com is actually an ongoing partnership and friendship that I have with a man named Darren Edwards. And years ago, it was actually called... what the hell is it called? I forget what it was called. But I used to write for them, write stories for them. I forget what the hell they were called. They were called something before Mac Toolbox.
Mac Wrench?
Mac Screwdriver, right?
Mac Shoebox?
Mac Shoebox. So basically, if you've never been to MacToolbox.com, it's an English
site. It's a really
site.
Nice looking site.
Well, Darren does all the graphics and everything. And I used to write for them, write articles and so on and so forth with them. And what actually happened is that Darren actually got rid of that, and he made his own Mac Toolbox.
Now, can I ask you a question? Do they own NakedNews.com? Or
no, they
do
don't.
Do they affiliate with them somehow?
I don't think so. Not anymore, anyhow. So,
I can't help it.
You're disgusting.
Okay, keep
going.
So
if you actually go to the Mac Toolbox, it's a really in-depth, ridiculous site, and where you can actually see a ton and ton of stuff. There's you're drooling there. There's all kinds of stuff. There's everything from Photoshop tips and tricks to diagnostic tools, help form articles up the wazoo. Some of the very informative articles. They've got regular news writers. They've got a whole different thing with all kinds of stuff from BOS.
BIOS,
which is trying to be sold now. Plugin finder for Photoshop. Debbie's Domain, whatever that is. Everything. They've got a RAM guy. They got a PDA guy. They got a Mac buyer's guy. Antivirus guide, Apple history. It's a really, really in-depth site, and it's updated frequently. And Darren Edwards is a really, really nice guy. And, you know, you should go there. It's got a lot of information for you, and we're really happy to have Darren and the Mac Toolbox crew with us. So hopefully...
Guitar solo coming up.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Of course, you know, Darren's going to listen to this and be like,
what the hell did I get myself?
What was that? That I don't know what that sound is, because they all are British, I believe, at Mac Toolbox.
Yes,
and there is a link on our site since they are our sponsor. So we hope to be doing a lot more with Mac Toolbox. We hope to steal.
Lord knows we could use the content.
We hope to steal as much content as possible. I'm looking for some right now.
Now you guys ain't got no content.
Yeah, we
not anymore.
We never said if we get any content, we're going to steal from Mac Toolbox. So and Darren already knows about that. So what other things we got here? And Griffin. What about Griffin?
Griffin Technology. We're going to do a little product review. Very
it says
quick
that the
one.
Show is a official MagiChat audio gear provider.
Yeah, they do these little microphone adapters. I mean, anything that you need to adapt, like if you need to adapt your can opener to open, you know, Cupertino light cans, they make it somehow. They just make it and adapts everything.
Wow.
You stick your headphones in one side, and then on the other side, it just opens your beer. So
they make those penis enlargers, don't they?
They do. Breast pumps, I think, too. But they do a better job with the audio stuff. They have these, if you have one of the iMacs, or no, I'm sorry, iBook, without one of the audio in jacks.
Yeah, the microphone jack.
You just plug it right in, titanium. You plug it right in. It gives you a neat little input that Apple should have put on there. Do you know Steve Jobs? Can you tell him that we want that back?
Steve doesn't care.
But they turned the Apple upside down for you.
Well, that's okay.
How long did it take you to get that happening?
You have problems over there?
I'm trying to think ahead a little bit here.
Don't bother trying to think. Just go with the flow.
Let me slow it down. Let me slow it down.
Now about our little contest. Could you tell them about the contest?
Yes, one more time. I'm not going to say it again. I think this is the last week we're going to talk about this because it's really pissing me off that nobody's entering it. It's the great first annual Mac and Chat Variety Show Phony Phone Call Contest. What you got to do is record your own phony phone call, Mac related, send it to us, we'll listen to it, if we like it, we'll play it, you'll be the winner, you'll win a Ramjet t-shirt, who's another cool sponsor of ours, and you'll win a Mac and Chat Radio t-shirt, which you can see on the site.
It's beautiful.
So,
beautiful thing.
Of all the entries we've gotten so far,
no.
We've gotten nothing.
No.
Are good.
Yeah, they're all great, so keep sending them in, and we want to be able to play one of those on the air. It's very easy. If you don't have a little thing to record, just go down to Radio Shack and tell them you want a little suction cup to stick on your phone. They're about $2. And you pop that little baby on, hit record, and you'll be all set.
And don't worry about, like, getting in trouble.
No, we've never gotten in trouble.
Oops. What was that?
Well, you won't get in trouble. Nobody cares. Just don't get harassful, you know.
Don't swear.
We're not going to play those anyway, so don't even bother.
And probably... You know, the best idea is that don't swear. Don't try to be like, you know,
hello, I want to.
Yeah, listen to my phony phone call a couple shows back, and you'll see what not to do.
Because what will happen is that you'll get caught. They're so prepared for this crap that, you know, if you go in there and say, hello, yes, I'd like to ask you about the Apple Jacks.
Yeah, if you ever listen to any one of Bill's phone calls, you'll notice every one of them he does his own real voice, and that's what works. But the ones I do, or the one I did, the guy was like laughing at me, you know, basically. So it was a bad scene. That's a couple shows back. You can look at our archive for that if you want to really listen to it.
Yo, the man!
Thank you. What do we got here? We have corrections. How can
we
have corrections when we never make
mistakes?
We
have two corrections. One is that we actually have to do this for in a Scottish accent. So Do we have a Scottish accent? Do you know how to do a Scottish accent?
No, but wait, I have some Irish music you can play. You want to go to a real party? Let me see here.
It's not supposed to be Irish. It's Scottish.
Isn't it the same place?
I don't know. I think it is.
Doesn't it sound Scottish?
Well, anyhow. So we're going to do this correction to James Compton. We said Thornton, and we meant to say James Compton. In the
where did you get Thornton from?
I don't know. I got it. I screwed all things. So we apologize to James Thornton. James Thompson, the maker and the great author of DragThing 4.0, which is a godsend for Mac OS X users. So, James, that was the best Scottish accent that I could do.
Mac OS what?
James Thompson, I'm sorry. Mac OS X.
I thought you were going to apologize to Canada, too.
Oh, yeah, and also we apologize to Canada. I know we got a lot of feedback from this, but since last week we said that they were still not cool, we meant to say that they were never cool, nor ever will be cool. So we do apologize for that mistake. So
yeah.
So there's that.
Hey, and my fan went on. Hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Well, that's because yours runs at like 200 degrees.
No, because it's a hot machine, man. What can I say? It's dual titaniums if you're just picking up on us for the first time.
And last week, if you're still with us, unless you're sleeping, we went to an OS X class with our good friends down at maxseminars.com.
These guys are pretty cool. They got a lot of seminars up there, man. If you're into this stuff.
If you really want to learn about stuff and want to be more adept in using your Macintosh, go to maxseminars.com. And they have tons of seminars. Unfortunately, ours was a little boring, at least in the beginning. At the end, it got a little bit better. It got pretty good at the end.
It was boring for us because we basically knew exactly what they were talking about.
Right.
But for the people, I saw a lot of people in that class were just like zoned out on this guy. They just, they had never heard of any of this stuff before. They were watching it like we'd watch a Steve Jobs.
Yeah, like, now, could you tell me more about the Finder?
Now, the power key. Where was that again?
When I click on the left dot.
Your face turns blue?
I don't understand. So a lot of people were really enthralled by this. We were bored to death.
And there was a couple annoying people in the class.
Yeah,
be forewarned. Bring some kind of a weapon because
I
was a little nervous about a couple of people in the class.
These guys were like, you know, they must have been German or something like that. And they're like, now when you go into the Unix shell and you... And the guy's like, what?
It was one of those things like they were purposely showing that they knew a lot more than everybody in the class.
Well, what they were doing is actually they were reading ahead like... We would be in one section, and then they would be in the,
They'd be reading through the phone book.
Right. And they would be in another section, and it would be like multi... Like, one example was, like, one guy saw that there was multiprocessing, was, like, three sections ahead, and he's like, so what about multiprocessing? And the guy's like, well, we're going to get there.
Yeah, he was very calm. He was just like, okay, come on. And then the cell phone...
We're going to get there.
And then we should tell the whole story while we're talking about it, because it cracks me up.
The guys get the cell phone, and then the guy's like, you know, you figure we're all technology people. You should put it on... vibrate. Well,
it was nice and quiet, and the guy's talking, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, you hear this horrible... Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell is that?
He let it ring about 90 times before he decided...
He's like, it's not my phone. It's not. You're all by yourself in the corner. Whose phone is it?
I wish we had video right now, because he'd be looking around like,
Is it me?
Is it
yours? Oh, really? I had no idea.
So then he got up and answered his phone, walked outside. The guy up in teaching the class, he's like, you know, if you have a cell phone, could you please put it on vibrate?
Well, we were actually kind of bored in the beginning, and we actually did about 4 or 5 pages of sketches making fun of people, and we hoped to scan them and put them on the site somewhere.
Full pages.
Yeah, full pages. Like, we had this little thing where, you know, instead of putting your phone on vibrate, you put it on earthquake, you know.
We thought we were going to have our own computers, which we didn't.
Yeah.
It was just like a seminar room.
Yeah, we brought our laptop down there and everything, so.
That was
amazing. And what's one of the tragedies that happened down there at the...
One of the you got hit by a taxi. I forgot about
that. You almost got hit by a taxi.
I was doing my upstate New York. You know,
you're
blend
like,
in with
look
the...
at me. They're not going to stop her.
You got to blend in when you're down there. You got to do it just like everybody else does, or else you're dead in the water.
But what happened with the, the train?
We had a little problem with the train. Once again, Bill's time management skills aren't as good as they should
no,
be.
No, no, no. Not about time management. It was about speed.
That's right. This
we were actually on time, but
now
I wasn't driving fast enough.
You got to set it up for the audience. We're in upstate New York. New York City is about 2.5 hours away from where we are right now, downstate. So we had to catch a train to catch a. This thing started at 9 a.m. on the dot. So we had to catch a train here at 5 o'clock in the morning. 4:45 or 5:55 or
no, no, no,
4:55.
No, no.
We had to catch a train at 4:55
a.m.
It was still dark out. There was, like, you know, stars and
planets.
I've
never waken up. I mean, I've gotten home at that time, but I've never gotten up that early in my life.
So we figured, you know, it was like 4:30, and then Bill arrives at my house. Oh, we can make it 40 minutes away. That's okay. We'll just drive fast. So,
and I'm not very good at driving fast. So
yeah.
So anyhow, we missed a train. And,
the first train.
So we got down there a little late. So
Amtrak, man, they don't fool around. When they say their trains are going to leave on time, they leave on time.
Yeah, just be forewarned. So
I don't know.
Oh, I can't wait to get to the Macworld Expo.
Oh, I can't believe that we had to take this 4:55 a.m. train to get down to New York City, and we're still running behind schedule.
Oh, no big deal. One time. I'll wait an extra minute or so for us.
Not so fast, boys. Amtrak waits for nobody. Not even two ad hoc stars from some dorky computer show. When we say 4:55, we mean 4:54.
Ha! 4:55! Right on time. Where the hell's the damn train? Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Hey, where's the train? You said we were going to make it on time. Now we're going to miss the keynote rehearsal.
All right.
Oh, man.
We'll just tell them that the guy at the counter that, you know, we're from the Mac and Chat radio show. They'll let us on. Don't worry about it. We'll just go over there.
Weren't you listening? You can't Carbon Cocoa Classic your way onto this train. Amtrak Early Service will get you there yesterday without the annoying disruptions of two jerks who claim to host America's hottest new Macintosh radio show. Just remember, when we say 4:55, we mean 4:54. So be on time and don't...
No, no, no.
...with Amtrak.
Wow, that sounds very homebrewed.
Gee, too bad we didn't hear that commercial beforehand. I like the ending of that. Now, if those of you who can tell us the little mistake there, that'd be really nice. I'm sure George will be all over that.
Let me tell you what you did wrong this week.
Right. We look forward to George's critiques every week. So.
Yeah, and Jason and George, those are our two biggest fans.
And Jerry.
And I promise I'm getting the shirts out. I'm dragging my feet. I'll get them out. I got them. I got to pack them up now and mail them out. So actually, George never sent me his address, so he's going to be stone out of luck if he doesn't get me his address.
Is that a real saying, stone out of luck?
Yes, it is. Stone in Love by Journey. It's a good song. You want to do the news, or do you want to just close up shop now and
no,
go
we'll
sleep
do the
in
news.
Smitty's bed?
We'll do the news. Of course, we don't have a news intro.
No, we don't. We haven't sung one in a while either. I don't know if we have any cool music.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, you want to try to do
I could probably find a song.
Let's
here.
Try to find a song to Let's do see. Some. How's
I think
this?
I got one. I think, hold
Ready?
On.
How's that?
You might have to do a little bit. Let me see. STR. I got one. How's this?
All right.
This week, it's the news. For Mac and Chat Radio.
Yeah.
You want news, headlines, we've got them. And all on the fly. None of this is pre-written.
No,
we're making it up as we go.
Exactly. Something new.
That's nice.
Something new. All right, enough of that. We're actually doing the news different again this week. We got such a warm reception from the way we did the news last time.
Yeah, people liked how we just went on the web and just found a news story and
just kind of bantered back and forth.
So.
Oh, my God, I said banter. We're not supposed to say banter more than five
George,
times during the show. Sorry.
Tell him where to go.
Sorry. I got some news. I got some news. This isn't the funny one I told you, but this is a real news I just checked about 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
Did you happen to notice our usage statistics, which I won't give out on the air, where they're located, but...
Yes.
Did you happen to notice the spike on the 28th of April?
Yeah, on
for
Sunday.
What reason?
The Sunday went ripping through. There's a what was with that?
I don't know. I can't tell you what it was.
Huge amount of usage on Sunday.
I'm looking at the bar graph, and that's the highest. I mean, by double
ever.
It doubled in. I don't know. It
it's
went
the
crazy.
Most we've ever had on Sunday,
I
and there was
no
nothing
idea.
On the site.
It could have been Mac Surfer. We have a little press release about the message board, but not one damn person registered on their message board.
Nobody got the message board. So,
it's even
that good.
Do we actually have a total just to give people, you know, that people are listening to the show. They just refuse to admit it.
I think the grand total, you know, we reviewed that last week. We got the grand total of how many people are actually listening to the show. We thought it was about 2,000, and we were sorely mistaken. We were off by, I don't know, about 160-something thousand people.
Yep.
And those are people who have gone to the site, but we've determined by, because we can figure out how many people actually downloaded the site, we've learned that there's probably been roughly around 100,000 people who've downloaded the actual program.
Now, you know what's going to happen is
But we can't figure out actually how many people actually listen to the QuickTime stream. That's
Apple ISP is going to get on here and say, no, you got those stats all wrong. Yeah. You actually had 2,000 people total for the last 4 months listening to the whole show and visiting the site.
Right.
But I'm looking at the bar graph, and it spiked on Sunday for God only knows what reason.
And what were we doing Sunday?
We were partying in the park. Actually,
we were drinking beers and barbecuing on Sunday.
I don't know. It's
so. Meanwhile, while we're having fun, you guys are going to the site. Go outside; it's nice.
That's right. So, I guess for our news, we're just going to kind of just do what we did last time: is just go to some cool Mac sites.
Well, here's the big news. Why don't we just tell them about the big news? The big news is that tomorrow,
May 1st. Tomorrow.
And this is not really news to anybody.
Why they're going to hear this, it's already going to have been happening. So.
Yeah, so this is not that big of a news. But we will give you, since this is recorded on Monday night, we will give you our theories on what's going to come out. We're going to give you our predictions of what's going to be announced tomorrow. Okay?
That's right. Yes,
so number one prediction. The iBook will come out. It will be smaller and lighter, but it will be plastic and not metal.
Really?
A lot of places say that it's going to be a metal enclosure. I say it's going to be plastic. I think it's going to be a funky molded plastic.
I don't know. I think the whole iBook thing was a plant. I think somebody planted that get you off track. It just seems really odd to me. Like they couldn't just wait, you know, 2 or 3 more months.
Well, I think that what's happening is that, you know, a lot of the iBooks.
I got to use it. It's a great song.
A lot of the iBooks are off the shelves now. You can't get iBooks
anymore.
I'm
John Tesh.
No, that's Casey Kasem.
Oh.
It's like,
sorry.
I'm John Tan. And I'm a singer of some sort.
And I play the guitar and the flutophone.
So, anyhow, so our predictions is, my prediction anyhow, is that the enclosure for the new iBooks will be smaller and slimmer. It will not be as round, but it will also be plastic. And probably one in the higher end one, since the code name was Marble, will have some sort of a funky, marbly
type thing. That's
interesting.
That's an interesting
thing. So that should be interesting.
I think actually Steve is going to break the news that he has been dating Amy Mann this whole time, for real, this time. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
He's going to like cry. Remember like Jim Baker when he had to come out and say he was sleeping with Jessica Hahn?
That's true. The other thing that we're going to say that, and we are absolutely sure, we have sources close to this, is that the new iMac TV is coming out.
It's black, right?
It's black, and it's got a 12-inch screen. And it is reminiscent of the old iMac TV, just with FireWire now. So that's our next prediction.
Nice. I like the Mac TV. I think it was great.
And we also think, what's another prediction that we have?
That the show is going to go off the air in 2 more shows. Because nobody cares.
No. Because if nobody cares, we're still going to do it. Remember?
That's true.
We already said that. As long as Jason Haynes and George Masters and Jerry listen to it,
they're not
going to
listen much
it.
Longer either if I don't get their shirts out. I know that. Apple ISP.
Do we have any other predictions for tomorrow?
I think, seriously, I think the retail stores are going to break.
Yep.
Or he's going to allude to them.
Also think what's going to come out is that he's going to say, July, you will have Mac OS X in pre-installed machines. And it will be Mac OS 10.1, I bet.
Yippee. I stopped using it. I'm sorry. I'm defecting.
What?
I stopped using it totally. I'm back to 9. I
got to
have Entourage. I've missed five.
I use Entourage all day long.
It doesn't work. It crashes every 5 seconds. I hate it.
It's your crappy
Classic
little machine.
Is ridiculous.
It is perfect.
It's ridiculous.
It runs.
It's such a weird concept.
It's great.
Not supposed to happen.
It works perfect.
Microsoft, just make me Entourage.
I use Entourage all. Did you install the Microsoft update?
Yes.
Entourage works perfect. I use it all day long.
Classic just decides to freak out.
No. Never.
So I just stopped.
It's you. It's all
no
your
more.
Fault.
I'm back to 9, and I'm happy.
Oh, it's too bad.
Where's my theme? It just stopped. Damn it.
What, you want more theme?
No, so, I got one.
Come on. What's the other news story?
The other news story is this. Well, Christmas is now over.
Really? That's news?
Yes. It's now, I'm just wondering, and I'm waking up this morning, and I'm looking for the Christmas tree, and it was gone. I don't know where it went.
That's great. I don't believe that that's news.
Oh, you want me to do the next story? Now I'm really tearing up here because I'm fake crying. I start tearing up. Let me pick one. Oh, I got one. How about Remembering 1990 with a couch made from 35 Macs? Did you see this on Mac Observer?
No.
Mac
a
Observer.
A couch made of 35 Macs?
Mac. This is great.
I got to go
picture.
There.
MacObserver.com. Go to Mac Surfer first, and you'll actually see the link to it a little bit down there.
Why do we go to Mac Surfer anyhow?
Because.
Why do we care?
While Mac Surfer usually gets our PR up, so I have to give them some props.
And why don't we just use MacNN?
Because MacNN is a
piece of... Because they hate us.
Because they're a piece of crap. That's why.
Because they're a bunch of ass.
Yeah, that's great beeping yourself.
Like that. That's the best way we can bleep.
And plus Apple ISP advertises on Mac Observer, who advertises on Mac Surfer, who surfs in the ocean and...
Well, the best thing about Mac Observer and Mac Surfer is that if you go to Mac Surfer and you get your news there, you can also go to our good friends Ramjet, and you also go to our good friends at Apple ISP because they also advertise there.
We're all big family.
We're a big freaking gay ass family.
Exactly. So
oh,
did you see this picture yet?
That is beautiful.
I was just thinking of you when I saw this. There's no way you couldn't make this right now. You have all the components.
I can make that easily.
This thing is literally made of a couch of Mac 2CI boxes or whatever they are, 2FX boxes, all glued together. It looks like a real beige couch
with
cushions and everything on it.
I wonder if they all work.
I probably wouldn't think so.
No.
But that's like a perfect concept. I mean...
Well, you're going to see it. You saw my closet, didn't you, with the wall of Macs.
MacFurniture.com.
Ooh.
MacFurniture. Interesting. We could put our Mac Aquarium that we never got on it.
Yeah, whatever happened to our good friends at Mac Aquarium?
Add them to the list of people who listen to the show and basically just
and
decide
run away scared
to ignore
screaming.
Us.
You know, we got to give it major props out to those people who have stuck with us. So those of you who have been scared and you're a bunch of pussies, F you. We don't need you.
Exactly. Because we're not going anywhere.
No.
We're doing this for fun.
And we'll keep on making fun of your pansy asses.
What's your next news story? Anything?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, great. There comes another sensor.
Yeah, censor this. All right. Well, one thing that I saw, which I thought was pretty interesting, is that Windows will postpone Windows XP until 2002.
Good. It's a piece of crap.
And we announced last week, we actually didn't break the story, but we announced last week from our good friends at MacBigot that Microsoft will not be letting you use MP3s with Windows XP. And
that's so ridiculous.
And the other thing about that is that chances are you won't be able to use real audio either.
I didn't know that one. I knew the MP3.
No, I read in a little site there that they said they're going to limit the amount of real audio. Like you can get real audio at like 14.4. Okay, that's like the highest it'll max out for some reason. I just read that on CNET said that Microsoft may delay the launch of Windows XP until next year. And much depends on whether the company can meet its target date for releasing the Windows XP final.
I wonder if anybody's going to really care that they just don't. Knowing these PC users are just going to be like lemmings and they're just going to be following everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
They're just going to forget in a year. What's MP3? I don't remember.
And
I
guess that the issue apparently revolves around the Xbox and the Microsoft concerns that the marketing for Windows XP could interfere with the gaming console's introduction, slated for the fall, just in time for the holiday freaks.
Of course. It's all about money.
Yep. So they found themselves in a position where they were having a problem with whether Xbox is going to come out or XP. And I think they just take two of them and
they're trying to do too much stuff. They're trying to get too much fingers in everybody's pie, man. Just... concentrate like Apple does.
That was dirty.
No, it wasn't.
Everybody's too many fingers in everybody's pie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just do what Apple does, man.
That's provocative.
Steve came in and cleaned house. No more stupid Newtons. No more Pippins or whatever the hell it was. Pippin Longstockings, whatever they're called.
I think I'm aroused by what you just said.
What?
I think I'm aroused.
Great.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know.
So is it my turn?
Fingers in everybody's
pie. Is it my story now? We're supposed to have a special guest for the news, but they never showed up.
Yeah.
So.
F
them. Oh, F her. What about this new Mac logo usage? Did you see that?
Yes, I saw that. I actually downloaded it.
I like it.
I have it right here.
It's pretty nifty.
I have it right here.
So that's my story. What do you got?
What kind of story is that?
Ron Akimoto joins Apple as Vice President of Developer Relations. Ron Akimoto. That's all I know.
I don't know. I have
my fans on. I'm just going to unplug this before we both burn up in hell. That's twice now. It always happens when it's plugged in. That's Ron. That's him speaking on his new position at Apple. Let's see what he was formerly of. I don't know who he was.
Well, he was formerly a. What the hell did he
do? It says a replacement was Gar Reynolds. Oh, wait, it's linking to a different story, of course. That's Mac Central for you. Let's, link to the wrong stories, guys.
Good,
great.
Thanks.
Very
thanks
nice. Never mind.
The problem is that, you know, you can't find, like, you know, you go to one site and you go to the wrong site and.
You know, I've been looking while you're over there surfing. Looks like your titanium got run over by a car today. What's that all about? Looks like it's been smashed.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Was that you up on Go to Mac today?
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody else.
O'Grady.com?
Yeah,
this thing got run. This titanium
got run over by a 1.6 ton car. The guy backed over with his Jaguar, and I guess it was a. If there's a guy who on the message board. Of O'Grady.com found out that he could translate to Swedish, and he found out that the guy just thought that his laptop was someplace else, not in the bag that he decided to run over. I'm like, wait, why did you put your bag behind the car in the driveway, and why did you back over it in the first place? I can't figure that out. But anyhow, back to Okamoto, though. He was the previous vice president of the product management and marketing of the graphic product at Adobe Systems. So that's pretty interesting. He was responsible for the worldwide marketing and the management of everything from Photoshop, Illustrator, After Effects, and he was before he joined Adobe. He was a director of product marketing at Macromedia, where obviously he failed miserably. So
this is interesting. Like people with Jaguars have PowerBook G3s, and we don't have Jaguars, and we have G4s, PowerBook G4s, and we have PowerBook G4s.
The hell are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Well, we should have Jaguars
now. It's pretty weird how people who've got ears have Macintoshes.
No, I'm just saying, if you're in your car. sound wars. Okay, enough of the sounds. Are you done with the news? Are we done with the news? You're done with the news?
Yeah, I would
okay.
say.
Okay. Anything else? Major developments? We'll chime in on every hour on the hour. Do you have news or traffic?
This just in.
What about sports?
This just came in. I just saw this.
What?
Canada still sucks.
We need a just in sound.
And what about this? Wait.
Yeah, that's great.
Apple Stock Watch.
Let me just get the current. I just want to make sure we're right up to date. Let me see here. Apple computer. Last time we checked.
Steve Jobs.
Last time I checked, right now, $25.49, down 71.
That's okay. It was way up today.
Oh, it was. It was kicking tail today.
Well, we'll see. It'll probably go up to 97 tomorrow after that introduction.
Selling. If it does, I'm down. I'm out. I'm done. 52-week high was $64.12. 52-week low was $13.62. I wish I got in back then. Shut up. So today's high was $27.12, like Bill said. And the last trade was $25.49. Now on to sports with Bill Susie. Thank you.
And this week, the Mets got beat by everyone, and the Yankees still are beating everybody, and nobody really cares. So
interesting. So that's my news.
Thank you for calling Record Town. This is Jamie speaking. Can I help you?
Yeah, I got. Maybe you can help me out. What I'm looking for is a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Not everywhere, and I can't find it anywhere, so I figured maybe you guys would have it.
All right, who is it?
The name of the guy, he's a solo artist. His name is Steve Jobs, and he's got a new acoustic CD out that's it's called Stop Sings the Blues, basically. And it's kind of cool because it comes to this see-through blue case.
Okay. It's just J-O-B-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I
looked at it on the internet in every place, but, you know, none of them seem to have it, and I know that, you know, he's local, so I figured maybe you guys would have it, you know.
Yeah, we don't actually. We don't have anything under that name.
No. Now, he's like an independent artist, so, you know, there's a chance that he may, they may have just dropped it off or something like that, because it seems like every time that I call and they have a computer system, it's not in the computer. Is there any way maybe you can maybe have somebody look in the case or something like that?
All right, I can check for you. Hold on.
There she goes. There she goes.
Now, a little
now
while later...
for the singles.
A little while later, you'll hear that her manager, somebody there is going to say he's the vice president of Microsoft or something like that. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to hear it, but he did say that.
I think they found it, so that's good.
Takes her own sweet time.
Hopefully he has it.
If you listen to this with headphones, press them up to your ear.
We're not recording this at all, but I think so. Take your time. Now we're good.
No, I'm sorry. We don't have anything by him.
Oh, really? Okay. Can you do another search for me just real quick?
Sure.
I hate to be a pain.
Okay.
There's a single out called Schiller Schiller.
Okay.
It's kind of a remake done for, you know, like Sugar Sugar.
Okay.
But it's like Schiller Schiller. I think it's a CD single. Do you think you have that?
I don't recognize it offhand. Do you know who sings it?
I think it's Abbey Television.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, it's off his new CD. The next CD. Again, this guy is talking about who Schiller might be.
No, we don't have that in either.
Oh, boy. All right. What do you want? I'm not going to ask him that. You got anything? Can you just look and see if you got anything from the Mac TVs?
The Mac?
That's the name of the band. It's like, this is stupid.
Okay, Mac TVs?
They don't have that.
Got to play it
all
off,
right,
you know.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
I don't know, some Scottish band. I don't know. Stupid.
That's for James.
Yeah,
James
nothing's
Thompson.
Coming up under them either.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
No problem.
How'd you like that, huh?
That was great. That was your best ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I did actually hear it this time. I didn't hear it the first two times.
Did you hear him? He goes, yeah, he's like
the
vice president of Microsoft.
He said it just like, he goes, I think he's the vice president of, that's all I heard.
Oh. Well, actually, on the phone, when you could hear him, he says, I think he's the vice president of Microsoft or something. And then
great.
When we asked for Schiller, he said something like, you know, he said again, he was like something with computers or something. So
that's really.
Yeah, he did. I don't know what he said, but it was something like something with computers.
He's the manager down there at Burger King down in the corner.
Yeah, and here's the local bum. He sleeps down on the street down there.
So that was a pretty good commercial. That leads in my plea for the contest. Please send in your own phony phone calls.
I thought you said
calls.
You weren't going to talk about it anymore.
One more time. Please send in your own phony phone calls so we can get rid of these shirts, because these shirts were meticulously printed for us by allyousportswear.com. Allyou.com, I should say.
And
so.
And Margaret, who actually did our intro today.
Yeah, we have a special guest, don't we? Is she out in the green room?
Yeah.
You want to go get her?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on a second.
You know we're going to get in trouble for doing that.
I know. I never got a chance to do that, though. Hold on. This is me going through the door.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Who are you, miss?
My name is Margaret.
Margaret.
And I work at the custom sock division at All You.
AllYou.com has a custom sock division?
Yes, and I do all the knitting there.
Do you hand knit these socks?
Every single one of them.
Interesting.
I'm the product manager.
Do you know Jim Holodeck?
Of course.
He's
of course.
The owner and proprietor of All You Sportswear?
Yes, he's
AllYou.com.
Wonderful man.
Did
wonderful.
You work on the website at all?
No, I just do knitting.
Can we see that's you in all. The website? Because I know there's some models and stuff.
No,
they have on
no,
them.
No. I'm too large. I don't have a big enough bosom to be on the website.
Well, I have a commercial here from All You because they did donate all the shirts. Of course you got to play that song, Margaret. So I got a special commercial here.
I can't wait. Please play it. I love it.
Well, allyou.com Well, Margaret, do you know why we're playing this theme, this Star Trek theme?
I have no idea. Actually.
Do you know why we're turning this theme down? Because I can barely hear anything except the blood trickling out of my ears. Well, we play this theme every week because his name is Jim Holodeck, and he's the inventor of the holodeck on the Starship Enterprise that beams people up and down.
I had no idea.
So, for instance, if you made a pair of socks down here on Earth, mm-hmm. if you hand-knitted mm-hmm. them, you could beam mm-hmm. them right up into the ship.
Okay, great.
Without wires or anything.
That's very interesting.
No mirrors or smoke, or it would just beam right up to the starship.
Wow.
So anyway, high-quality spring... Mm-hmm. Let me start over. Let me slow
springs?
Down a bit. I can't help it. I'm looking at you, and you're just so beautiful. I'm biting my tongue here.
Thank you.
They do high-quality screen printing.
Aren't you gay?
Embroidery and knitting. And here it says right here, as for Margaret in the custom T-shirt department. I thought you were doing custom socks, but...
Well, I used to work in the T-shirt department also.
We just got to get a little spotlight on you here.
Thank you.
And Jim Holodeck is the captain of the Starship, all you. And they are the sponsors of this very show and the official outfitters of the MVS.
Excuse
you.
Pardon me.
Do you know what the MVS is, Margaret?
I really
we can barely
no
hear you, Margaret.
I have no idea. I have no idea at all.
Well, they've done the official
this
shirts.
This is better.
Yeah, that's
Do you
better.
Like this better? Thank
that's
you.
Great.
Hi, George.
They've done the official shirts for most of the hot shows. George is probably rolling over right now, and I was going to say in his grave. They've done the official shirts for most of the hot shows on most of the major networks, including Seinfeld, ER, Friends, Mac Wolf, The Boomer and Frasier Show, Judge Judy, The Survivor Edition. Did we do this last week or the week before? And Late Night with Abby Television. So, yeah, they did the Seinfeld shirts that you see out there.
Are we done?
I hope so.
I'm sick of being Margaret.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Poor George. He's going to flip for that one.
Well, yeah, it's hard to do that, you know.
Martin I really have to go to the bathroom. It's been like the whole... Oh, you told me not to do this during the show.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I want to go get another beer.
Oh, no, you told me not to do that. But no, I really have to go to the bathroom, and I'm sure you'll be in good, capable hands here when I go to the bathroom.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, I gotta
yes.
go. Hold on.
All right. Cool. All right, there he goes. That's great. He's going to the bathroom still. That's good. All right.
Yes. Oh, are we on Dragon Watch here already?
Yeah. All righty.
Welcome to this week's Dragon Watch.
Yes. Where are my notes, sir?
In your pants, Ed.
Ah.
That's right.
Let me turn down the microphone.
Ow.
Yes.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes.
Stop doing me, sir. I mean, don't stop
but
doing
I like
me.
Doing you,
I like when you do yes. me, sir, but not
yes.
like that. Ow.
You are correct. Yes.
yes.
This so week's Jargon Watch, yes.
Should I do you?
No.
This week's Jargon Watch.
Yes.
This is home for
you. You are correct, sir. I've got ants in my pants, sir. Yes.
Okay, how about we'll do a role reversal this week.
Yes. Roll.
This week's Jargon Watch
Roll
is,
with the baby. Stop, drop, and roll.
It's home for
you. You are correct, sir.
Oh, I got to turn you down.
Yes.
This week's Jargon Watch is home folder.
I like beans.
You know what,
beans,
you know what the home folder
fruit.
Is?
Yes.
Under Mac OS 10?
Your mother, sir.
The home folder yes. can best be compared to the home button in a web browser or the starting
button.
Point.
Touch my button.
The home area
my
in OS 10
button.
Is where you keep all of
I've
your stuff. Audi. This is actually Bill's writing. And where you can access all this stuff easily
stuff.
Under OS X.
Stuff it in, sir. Yes.
This is very useful
you are
if,
correct,
you,
sir.
If you have more than one user
stuff
accessing the machine.
Use your fists, sir.
As each user will have
yes.
their own home folder.
Fist me chicken.
Now, Ed, you got to make sure I can get this part of it out because this is the most important part.
You are my pants, sir.
How to use the word correctly. Placing all of your documents in the home folder allows easy access to all of your files.
Easy access, yes. All my little girls like easy access.
How to use it
Woo!
Improperly, said by Ed.
Yes, baby. Want to come back to my home folder? Yes, you are correct.
You got to say, oh, great one.
Oh, great one. Can I touch your home folder, old great one? Yes. Can I have another beer, please? Yes.
Yep, there's a couple more here, Ed.
Oh, sorry, sir. My home folder or yours, baby? Yes.
And one more, Ed.
My throat's getting sore.
Yeah, I see that.
I would like to home folder her right in half. Yes, sir.
All right,
yes.
that was our Jargon Watch for this
Woo!
Week. Thank you all for coming. Great,
yes.
great Jargon Watch, Ed.
Yes.
You're drunk,
yes.
obviously.
Yes.
It's a nice role reversal thing we have going here.
I like to be on top, sir.
Give my yes. voice a break.
Yes.
For once.
Yes, my pants are on fire.
Let me see what else we got. Ed, you can probably show yourself to the door now.
I pooped my pants, sir.
And get Bill to come back in here.
You are great. See you. Goodbye.
Go get George and tell Bill to get in here. Thank you. Oh, he's drunk again. He's fallen over the... If you can only see the goings-on in this studio, quote-unquote studio. Are you back?
Yeah, what was that?
That was Ed.
Oh. Really?
We don't need the theatrics.
That's the first time I've ever seen Ed be that drunk.
That's right. He sounded a little different this week.
Yeah, he had a frog in his throat, I heard.
That's right.
A little bit of a frog, so.
That's good. So I don't know.
I sound very quiet. Is my microphone turned up?
Yes, your microphone is turned down.
Microphone
is turned down. There we go.
That's kind of strange.
How's that?
Better? That's fine.
How's that?
That's good.
Much better?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yep.
Probably nobody heard me come in here at all.
No, probably not.
That's okay.
I like
that.
I'm looking over at your About This Mac.
Yeah?
You have a lot of memory in that thing.
Where'd
you get all that memory?
Well, I got my memory from...
Hey, Ronald Reagan, where'd you get that?
Well, Marty. Well, hello? Well?
What do you know about Ramjet? Ed?
Yes.
Forget it. Dump Ed for a minute. What do you know about Ramjet?
Well, they feature high-quality RAM, which actually works in Apple's new BS firmware updater.
The BS? That's the BMS?
Yeah,
firmware?
The BS.
BMS?
BSF.
BSF.
BSFU.
What about pricing?
Competitively pricing. And actually, I found them to be either the cheapest or the...
Damn close.
Damn close, yeah. There's not many people who beat Ramjet, by the way. But not only for Mac machines, but for the new Dell trash compactor also.
If Ramjet, which is one of our sponsors, if they got in their boxing ring and up against AppleISP.com, who would win?
Steve Jobs.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. We should have a fantasy fighting. Oh, I tried to start that on the message board, but nobody cares.
Nobody signed up.
Nobody cares
so.
At all.
Hopefully our friends at Ramjet might get on there and answer some questions about
Ramjet. Who should I talk to if I want to call them up?
Actually, Aaron Buckley. That's with two A's.
Hey, that's an idea. We should give some of our sponsors phone calls and see what they do. We should call Apple ISP sometime.
Yeah, great. There goes the website.
Let's do it in 2 days.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time.
That'll be us. All right.
Okay,
but if you wanted to get some RAM, why don't you talk to Aaron Buckley? He is the man to talk to. And he's really pimping out our titaniums with the extra RAM, which actually works with the new BSF.
It doesn't complain.
From Apple. And one of my favorite things that I keep saying is that it's very easy to use website. And you could even find the elusive Mac TV memory.
Still. God only knows how they have it.
Can we find out how much it is for Mac TV memory for them?
Yes.
Let's go there.
Let's see.
We're going to go right now.
.com.
Real time. Ramjet.
What is this music?
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh?
Huh?
We said goodbye with a high.
What pajamas? I'm not wearing pajamas.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Wow. Got as high as smoked some weed or something.
We interesting. What do you think our titanium RAM is going for right now?
The last time I saw it was about $109.
No, you're looking at the wrong thing.
No? What am I looking for?
We're looking at 256 meg chips for the PowerBook G4 titanium.
Oh, I'm in the wrong spot.
I think you're looking at the different ones. You're looking at G4.
129.
That's not bad.
That's
for
really
high quality
cheap.
RAM. That's not bad at all.
That's true.
What are the customers saying?
The customers are saying?
Yeah. What are they saying?
They're saying it's great.
When I called, I talked to a living person right from the start who is knowledgeable. And how rare that is these days.
Because everybody is a dumb bastard.
I will definitely order again.
And here's the Mac TV. How much? Did you see it?
$64.
$64 for 8 megs.
That's pretty good.
Wait. No, $64 for 32 megs for the Mac TV.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
We got to get a Mac TV in here.
And there's not really a little spot that says Mac TV. We just happen to know what kind of Sims they take.
It's on the dealer price list.
Yeah.
Only we get that. So that's Ramjet.com.
If anybody's got a Mac TV,
we know you
let
do.
Let us know.
Ramjet.com. Aaron Buckley is the guy to talk to. Ram you can trust. Not like a lot of these damn politicians out there. These bastards. Ugh. gets me hot under the collar.
You're wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Ramjet t-shirt, actually.
That? Oh, yeah, where's my Ramjet it's t-shirt? My, we're going to get these friggin' things away. And then you go, every time I see you, you're wearing a damn new shirt. You only wear Mac and Chat t-shirts from all you, and you only wear Ramjet.
That's all I wear, because they're awesome shirts, and I want to give some away. I want to give one to you. I want to give one to Jerry. I want to give one to everybody, but you got to enter the contest, or you're not getting anything. Or come to the site and buy one. You can buy a nice Mac and Chat radio t-shirt. So that's Ramjet.com. And I think you got to go over there and check them. You got to go over and check them out. You got to slap Bill in the face, check them out. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking for Mac TV on eBay, actually.
Well, why don't you play the top 9.6 beta 4 sound, and then you can look for that, and I'll just start reading this. Because this is pretty important.
Do we have a top 9.6?
Yeah, we have that.
That's right. Could you turn up the volume on my computer? For love of God.
Fades in.
It's the top 9.6 cost-cutting measures that Apple uses to get back in black.
Not uses, use.
Back in black! And in the sack!
We should. I actually have that. Let me see if I have that sound. I don't think
Where's
I
that
do.
Sound?
We don't have that. No. I have a lot of AC/DC, but I don't have that.
That's one of those non-Napster things. So.
Yeah, we don't mess with AC/DC.
Actually, they're coming to our area.
Yeah, I don't know that, but how about Damn Human Blues? That's all I got. Will that work?
No, that pretty much sucks.
How about Night Prowler?
No.
Okay. No. Something about money. I don't have the money song from Pink Floyd. I guess we're not going to have a sound. We could play the Entertainment Tonight theme again.
Great.
I paid $50 for that. I might as well use it.
You paid for that?
Of course. I don't steal illegal music on Napster. Are you kidding me? Oh, it makes me crazy. So the 9.6 reason why. Oh, I gotta stop here. I gotta slow down. Let me turn my music down here.
Great. Please.
Hold on. The top 9.6 reason how Apple got back into the black this time around.
Yay.
Number 9.6. Steve started to use 1010321 to contact Amy Mann in New York City instead of the cell phone.
Wow.
What's number 8?
Number 8. Instead of shopping at the local Gap in Cupertino, Steve started buying his turtlenecks from Gap.com to avoid the sales tax.
Good job. How about number 7 over here? Avi Television, that is, took back all of his Cupertino light empties from his office.
Aw, yeah. And number 6, instead of Phil Schiller toasting brand new Pentiums at each Maxo, Show, Flow, Blow, they just upgrade the same Dell trash compactor with new processors.
The Dell trash compactor. Number 5, instead of taking the Gulfstream jet 2 blocks down the street to get his daily soy milk latte, Steve takes his solar-powered translucent VW Bug instead. And it says late.
He's got a
soy milk late, but that's okay.
It's a latte.
I know.
Latte.
Go ahead.
And in number 4, instead of using the UFO-shaped hockey puck iBook power supply for target practice, he went back to clay targets.
Yeah, and they just used them again in the PowerBook G4. Isn't that great? And number 3, they swapping in of the titanium toilet seat covers instead of the platinum ones saved over $1.7 million at the Apple campus.
Wow.
Pretty
that's
good.
That's a lot of money.
Wow, that's a short theme.
And number 2.
Number 2.
He sold the remaining cube leftovers to Kleenex International for conversion into Apple-branded tissue box holders.
I saw that on O'Grady one time, right?
Yes.
And the number
you
1.
You are correct, sir.
The number 1 reason. Do we have like a drum roll or anything?
The number nothing. 1 reason? Do we have anything for a
nothing.
Drum roll?
We have nothing. We have firework or firecracker or anything?
How about this one? Is that good?
Yeah, I got it. And the number 1 reason why Apple is back in the black this time around is because they released new firmware update, codenamed RamKiller, in a move to sell new special Apple RAM to angry Mac users.
That's it, I'm out of here.
That's
sort of.
I don't know, we got to work on
it. Here, let's do this.
Here, how's that?
Yeah, that's great.
Here, wait, you know what?
What?
How's this? Ready?
Oh, finally. Like 4 skits later. Now we gotta read the whole thing again. Why don't you just do the number 1 more time? Just so we can use this thing.
And number 1. Apple released a new firmware update called RamKiller in a move to sell new special Apple RAM to angry Mac users.
Very good.
Worldwide.
Very good. Boy, my kidneys are aching right now. They're filled up to the brim. And I can't take any more. I gotta go.
Wow, that was abrupt. There's... Wait, should I do this for you?
Just get on with the skit.
George is really pissed right now. He is really angry. All right, so now, you know, after a little bit of a hiatus and, you know, a lot of integrity on his part, we got Bruce back. But this time Bruce said he was sick of doing rumors, and what he's decided to do now is recipes. So Bruce getting into the culinary field and getting out of the rumor business. Bruce is deciding into doing recipes.
I'm transmitting live from the Apple Campus Cafeteria in lovely, crime-free California.
Great, great.
I'm here to divulge the ingredients of the world-famous Steve Jobs Special Edition apple fritters that you two dicks love so much.
Thanks,
but
Bruce.
But first I have to tell you my new side-splitting fart-inducing joke.
Okay,
ready?
Good. Yep, let's go.
What does Steve Jobs and Mike Dell have in common?
Didn't I ruin this joke
toenails.
Last week?
Get it? Toenails.
No, not at all.
Wahoo, ha 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 he 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 ho 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 samer. Anyway, I have found the safe where the recipe is
really
located,
funny.
And I am trying to coax AV Television's secretary for the combination with a little good loving.
Oh, that'll work well.
Hang on a second while I show her the meat.
Oh,
this chick
sakes.
Is harder to break than any book put underneath Michael Dell's fat ass.
Oof.
Oh well, I guess that's not going to work.
That was quick.
Let me ask this bonehead over
maybe
here if
pause.
He's got the combination. Hey, mister, what is your name-a-dag here say?
Name-a-hum-hum?
Oh, hello, Mr. Phil Skiller. Do you
Skiller.
Have the combination to this safe? The
okay.
world is waiting here for the recipe, and we don't time to see any more good-aimed pentiums yet toasted.
Oh boy.
Hey. You keep up your lip, and I'll beat you with a Great Dane Mac.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. Bruce, is this going to be like a real thing, or are you just screwing
Crap.
Around on us?
That didn't get me anywhere either.
Okay, great.
Oh,
I didn't
well,
think so.
I may have to give up this week.
You're going to give
These
up already?
These bastards over here are worthless. Maybe I'll head up to Microsoft and find out how they make their Microsoft special recipe goulash.
Oh, great. That's really good. Special recipe goulash. Bruce, can we go back to maybe rumors? I mean, this
Maybe
recipe
I'll
thing...
be back next week with some kind of relevant information, but I wouldn't count on it, you two backwater freaks of nature.
Well, anything would be better
hey,
than these fake
shut
recipes.
Your mouth, then. Punk
this is just
me,
stupid.
You bastard. I'll
you couldn't even
you.
Get anything for us. What is the deal? Are you going to ever
Eat
get,
me,
produce
you bastard.
Anything?
I'll kick your face off and pee on your leg.
That's great, Bruce. Now, do you think maybe next week you can get us like either a real recipe or a rumor? Anything. You haven't come up with anything in weeks.
You want some of this bad stuff? I'm
no.
bad. I'm bad. Sean Moore.
That's great. You've been listening to your Michael Jackson records?
Later, you punk bastards.
Okay, great, Bruce. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Anyone know where the apple hoes are in this place?
Are you going to be leaving? What's going on here? Bruce.
Hey, shut your mouth then. Punk eat me, you bastard.
Oh, God, Bruce. So, we'll see you later, Bruce. Really.
Man, he's bitter this week, isn't he?
I thought this was going to, you know, he complained that he wanted...
I'll kick your face off
Bruce.
And pee on your leg.
That's beautiful. So, you know, the strange thing is that, you know, Bruce was... complaining that he didn't want to do rumors.
Who the hell is this bitch?
Will you shut up? Jesus, Bruce.
I don't know, man. He's just bitter.
He complained that he wanted to do something different because the rumors
Sean
things...
Moore. Sean Moore.
Sean Moore?
Sean Moore.
Schmore?
Schmores. He was just complaining that, you know, the whole rumors thing was getting too stressful and I don't know. He wanted to do this whole thing with the recipes.
Backwater freaks of nature.
Fleeks. That's nice.
I don't know. He's just bitter. He's a bitter little man. I think we just better put him away tonight.
Yeah.
Move on to something else.
I would say.
We got, what about our beautiful website? Where's that? Where the hell is that thing being hosted? Anybody have any ideas out in the crowd, our live audience? Anybody?
we stop that?
Why does this have anything to do with web hosting?
I don't know. We got to get this in somehow.
Oh, man.
This is our Apple ISP commercial music. Oh, man, I spent all this freaking time downloading the damn
thing. I swear to God, we're going to wake up one of these mornings and our website's going to be so gone. It's just going to disappear off the face of the earth. I don't know. So what do we got? We got William and Andy over there at appleisp.com and all the rest of the guys. They do a great job over there, man. They know what they're talking about. They host our site. They put up with our crap.
Crap.
They listen to these stupid goddamn commercials every week. And we're still here. Our website is secure. It's reliably hosted. I'm turning you
reliably
down.
Hosted.
Reliably hosted. And it's probably because it's on one of their new Mac TV servers running OS 7.1.
That's right.
I think so. And $19.95 a month will get you full dial-up access.
$99.95.
You can go as far as the International Space Station, but not in Manans, New York.
That's right. So all of you people in Manans, forget it.
They have server relocation. What does that mean to you, Bill?
Well, that means that they come to your business to take your server, and they locate it into the local river.
I've always wondered. I have a little thing on our
message
board.
And they also do server locomotion, which means they strap your server to an outbound train, and they laugh at you.
Basically like us going to New York City when we miss our train.
And finally, they do server co-location, whatever that means. I have no idea what that means.
And up on the up on our message board that they're hosting, basically, there's a little place where you can come and talk to Apple ISP. You can ask them questions.
They won't answer you because they don't know it's there yet, but after this show, they'll know.
You can ask William what he had for breakfast. And
and he will answer you immediately.
Hopefully. Or maybe even Andy. Maybe you'll get Andy on there.
Maybe.
So thanks for the web space. They built us a beautiful little sound program out of scratch that we use on the show. They dial up access for Bill.
I like beer.
And the round trip tickets to Delaware. It's lovely there this time of year. You got so much sound coming through there. I can't even turn it down. It's just overpowering me.
I have to do the sound program.
I know.
You mentioned the sound program.
So those guys are great. It's appleisp.com. You see their advertisements everywhere. They know what they're doing. They're awesome guys over there. They'll host your site, whether you're a Mac user or a PC user. I don't know if they actually do PC. Do they do PC hosting?
Yeah, but they don't like it a lot. Yeah, they get very angry about
it. And Mac TVs are secure, so there you go, guys. You guys do a great job. They do our QuickTime stream for us. appleisp.com.
Damn it!
Go see them.
Bastards.
So.
Do it now.
And go to our website.
For
and go to our message board and ask them some questions. I got a question up there. They haven't answered it yet. So, William and Andy, I know you're listening. We also want to know, if you're looking at our stats, William and Andy, why are our stats so high on Sunday? You know what went on?
Yeah. Is it like a solar eclipse? Or
is there any particular reason
why Michael Dell get angry and just decide to go there and have everybody look at it? And
all you bastards that came on Sunday and didn't speak to us, shame on you.
Yeah.
What do we got next? Get number 13?
We're going to Bermuda.
Oh, come down to Bermuda, man.
Rastafarian.
I need help.
All right.
I need help. I need help.
I got gas.
I need help.
Okay, this week's question, unfortunately, is not a stupid Jerry question.
I have a question. Where's my power adapter?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is.
Dumbass.
It was under my leg.
That's a good spot for it.
It keeps turning on the fan. Ah,
power. Did you notice how my fan hasn't got on at all?
Do you know what happens? What?
You know how my fan hasn't gone on at all?
I know, because your machine is not running as much cool stuff as mine. You know what happens when I plug in my power cord?
Technology giant Apple Computer announced its $700 million.
The question being asked by billions of users worldwide is, can Apple survive?
Okay, that's all that happens every time.
Just for that, I'm drinking the last beer.
I know. I don't need any more. I need help. Do you want to hear my question?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my funniest voice?
Okay. Dear Bill, I recently got an error type 41 time synchronization on my iMac DVSE 400. I have tried everything from zapping to PRAM, starting with extensions off, and even ran Norton Tech Tool and Norton on the machine. I want to start up, but it stops right before the Finder loads. Can you help me? Please.
Thank you, Easter Bunny. That made somebody pee.
Thank you, Easter
On the Mac and Chat email list, somebody said that when they heard that, they shook their head and wetted themselves.
Great.
So the answer to this compounding question.
Oh, please let me read this. Mr. Spellcheck.
No, no, I had.
Please,
I how am I? Can, how can I spellcheck when I'm doing this over the web? There's no chance.
I gotta read this.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm not going. How can I spellcheck it? You got the FileMaker thing through the web. I have no spellcheck. What am I gonna do there? Go there and correct everything.
I just wonder which side is my left side. Is it? Is it this
You're
one?
Smaking. Said, did you try smaking it on the lift side? So that works for me.
I have a new contest. The first person that writes in and just says, please send me a script, I will send you one of these scripts that I have to read every week. I won't even edit it or touch it or anything. You'll get a fresh copy.
That's fine. Make sure you have FileMaker, though.
Yes.
So what has happened here is that you've got an error 41. And what is an error type 41, negative 41, as described by Apple, is when the finder sees a file and it is not telling you the true size, you'll get an error negative 41. So what would that mean? Give me an example of something that would tell you the wrong size.
Wrong size. That would be like, if you woke up in Smitty's bed in the morning and you lied about your genitalia, or no, is that something else?
No.
Okay, never mind.
So basically, in this example, it's kind of telling you that you're...
I'm 2 feet.
Yes. So in this example, it's kind of telling you that the date and time preference file is probably telling the finder that it's like 2 gigabytes.
I have a question. It says Borbly here. Is that the new bread?
It's Borbly telling you the
Borbly
finder
pizza
is like 2 gigabytes or something. So you would think that tossing the press file would fix it, right?
Toss my cookies.
Right. Right? Do you think
I think you're probably right.
Wrong. Wrong. The fact that you couldn't load the finder says that the finder is actually the corrupted file. So that's kind of a troubled thing. So you get a negative 41 that says a time synchronization error has nothing to do with the time synchronization. Okay? But since you couldn't load the finder, that's actually the problem. So the problem this here with the finder is that you have to delete the finder. That's the corrupted file. So then what you have to do is you delete the finder, you start up with your iMac CD, install CD, and you have to do a minimal install of the system. That'll give you a new finder.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
No, 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 no.
Yes, that's what you have to do. So you do a minimum install, you'll get a clean finder, and you'll be all set. If this is a repeating problem, try locking the finder.
Beer.
Using the getinfo command. And that should keep you from getting your finder corrupted.
I think you know what the problem is just as well as I do.
That's right. Mark needs to be shot. So just make sure that if you do lock the finder, that
no,
you...
No, no, no. Just make sure you unlock it.
Yeah, I know.
Just
make sure you unlock it.
Oh,
if you have
any install problems.
Right. Install problems. So there you have it.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mr.
Why don't you find your little product review sound on there somewhere, because we skipped that. We have to go back to it real quick. And I'm going to do this because I know how much it annoys you. La, 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 la.
Welcome to this week's product review.
Poor people's ears are probably bleeding. Hey, this is pretty cool. Look at this. I can just put the microphone right down on the desk and talk right into it.
Yeah, I can do it too, but you can't hear me as well.
So we got two quick product reviews, actually. Our fine folks at GriffinTechnology.com, they sent us a cool Any Mic audio adapter to make our headsets work. Unfortunately, they work, but with all our crappy equipment here, they don't really work very well. So no more headset microphones for us. So we get to use these hand microphones that we can just bang around like this the whole show.
I have a blister on my foot.
Yeah, I noticed that you're picking that. That's great. I'm glad I can see you now, head on, watch you do that. So that's great.
You
so,
like that?
Do
you want to see the blister?
Let me ask you a question. What happens when you plug a cheap Radio Shack headset into an iMac? What happens?
Let me guess.
When you talk into the microphone, what happens?
You get kind of a weird sound.
You get nothing. It's just dead air. You get that sound, and then you better run for cover. The reason why is because that microphone is a piece of crap, and it doesn't have any self-power in it. So what you do is you go to GriffinTechnology.com.
Uh-huh.
You tell them that we sent you, and we're total fools. You buy one of these Any Mic adapters.
And then you go out in the street and you go.
And then this thing allows you to connect any unpowered microphone to your Apple Macintosh.
Any.
Or Mac clone. It's very small. It's cool
or your
looking.
Mac TV.
We know what it does.
Actually, you've missed one very important thing about this. Is that if you use this thing on any other Mac besides what kind of Mac, it won't work.
Oh, you can't use it on the G4 PowerBook.
No.
What?
It has to be a PowerPC, because if you noticed,
oh, yeah,
the very long wiener on it will not go into a
good job.
Old,
well, it says
68K.
Clone.
Mac clones, most of them are PowerPC based, my friend, starting with the 601.
Hey, you know how this
the
thing
Power
works?
Computing 120, which is in my closet there.
The couch Mac. Do you know how this thing works? It works by
no freaking idea.
It works by amplifying the mic level signals that are outputted by unpowered microphones and converting them to line level signals.
So, like, instead of being like this,
so it works. It doesn't work for us, but because we have too much crap hooked up to our machine. It's very inexpensive. It's $20. It's compatible with all the desktop computers. Are you done? And at an MSRP of $20, it's remarkably inexpensive.
What's an MRFs?
Manufacturer suggested retail price.
MRFs.
So that's Griffin Technology. They're one of our new sponsors. They're also sending us some more crap. We'll get that soon. We'll review that soon. And that's my first review. Now my second review is...
Oh, God, another one? Jesus.
This is a quick one. This is roadtools.com.
I hope so.
This is something that Bill didn't get his grubby little hands on.
That's
I'm
right. And if you go onto our message board, you'll see me complain.
And bitching. This thing is a little podium cool pad. You take your PowerBook G4, you stick it on there, G3, whatever.
Woo-hoo!
You got. And instead of your fan going on every 5 minutes like mine does, you put this thing on there, the fan will never go on again. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
So, it's
great.
Cool. It's roadtools.com.
I didn't get to use it.
It's on CNN. You can see a little video of them using it on CNN. The guy's like, he's got it upside down and backwards. He's doing it all wrong. I don't know what they're doing on there, but you'll see that
Who?
On there. The guy on CNN on the on
roadtools.com. Oh, yeah, yeah, that was kind of dumb.
He's like touching the lady's breast. Like,
yeah, he's
picture.
Like feeling up the chick, and he's like.
She has no idea what's going on. So what this thing does is increases the airspace under your laptop, and it allows better heat dissipation. You know what dissipation means?
That's when, like, you have a runny nose and
that's right.
snots dissipate out
you
of your nose.
You know what else? You can find your own comfort zone with a rock-solid adjustable keyboard tilt. Can you find your comfort zone right now?
I think it's naked on the front porch.
That's right. And if you prefer a negative, do you know what a negative keyboard tilt is, Bill?
Actually, is when the keyboard is tilted at a reverse 45-degree angle
that's
from your
right. Very
person.
That's right. Good. You just got to do it with this thing. It just works, and go buy one. They're like $25. They're awesome. You can even try one for 2 weeks free. Just tell them Bill's mom sent you, and, you know, it's all set. They'll get one right out to you. And
you know, I'm really disappointed that I cannot find a Mac TV for sale anywhere.
Yeah, that's the problem. Have you tried half.com?
No.
We'll try threequarters.com. Maybe it's there. Even our friend Jason O'Grady from the Power Page is on there. It said a great alternative to dragging a projector to your next meeting. Lord only knows what that has to do with anything, but, you know, that's great.
I don't know. I didn't get to use a freaking thing, so I don't really care. I'm pretty
and,
jaded.
Oh, there's a thing on here from Bill Susie. What does this say? It's a small, light, inexpensive thing, and I never get to touch anything. Okay. That's a good quote. I like that. So that's my two product reviews. We got a whole bunch of stuff in the mail that came. We just got to review it.
We
got to get through it all.
We have a ton of stuff.
I got to say.
We got that inflatable Jerry doll.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun.
A pre-review is this little friggin' light thing. What are these? From Kensington?
Yes.
What is the official?
Actually, they were officially announced today, the Kensington Flylight. And you know what?
These are awesome.
We were some of the first people to get this
particular tool. These things are incredible.
So they just announced it today all over the web, but we've had one for quite some time.
And we're going to put a little
so
review up on our message board. You can probably see some pictures of them, actually.
Yeah. And if you didn't get a chance to review one of these people, all maybe you other Mac people, too bad.
So that's my product review.
Because we're bad, Shamor.
Sorry we didn't have a full show this week, but... Yeah, we did have a full show. It just wasn't a lot of fun nonsense that we usually do, but we're just trying to ease into our new studio.
Yeah, the studio
we'll
transition
up.
Has been difficult, so
yeah.
We're finally
we'll
here.
Make it up. We're still we're still the Wayne's World of computer shows.
Yep, I burped about 400 times today.
Yep,
so.
You did. I mean, you probably have a record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we lost about half our audience, but they're all here on Sunday for some reason, so we've got to get to the bottom of where they all are.
I don't know. Maybe because we're at the park drinking beers and cooking hot dogs. They're on the site for some reason.
That's another idea we had, is we're going to do a live show somewhere like that. We're just going to go on a picnic and bring all our equipment, set it up, do a show.
And, George, we will do the person on the street. Just you wait and see.
Yep, we got to get all – now we got the studio going on. We can probably pull it off pretty easily now.
Yeah, you'll be out the window up here, and then I'll just go down there. And
we'll try to get some pictures of the new studio so nobody else –
Since they're not my neighbors anymore.
So nobody cares. So we can put one more thing up there that nobody cares about. So, do you got any secret silly music this week so we can wrap this thing up and I can go home?
I thought you had the secret silly music.
Oh, I do. Let me see if I can find it here.
I have the ending music.
Can you give me a hint with the secret silly? Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. Just keep talking. I'll find it.
So, once when I was a small child, I used to hide underneath the bed and...
Oh, I got it right here.
Oh, thank God.
You ready?
I couldn't think of anything else to say.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Oh, boy.
Do you know the Muffin Man, Bill?
No.
Well,
but if you would like to contact the staff of MAGAChat Radio.
In college, we called you the Muffin Man.
Please feel free to send an email to either mark@magachatradio.com or bill@magachatradio.com or themuffinman@magachatradio.com. You may also visit our home on the web at magachatradio.com. We are generally, and always, sometimes, you never know, possibly, available for download when
not
we feel
Sundays.
Like it, on Tuesdays.
Don't go on Sundays.
At the website at macandchatradio.com. Now in screaming QuickTime, and Kerbango is dead, so F them for not getting us up there
Thanks,
in the
guys.
First freaking place.
When you have
I hope
chance.
You die a slow, miserable death. Goodbye, Kerbango. F off. Unless they come back to life and then we're their friends. That's all you got?
No, I got more. No. Keep going. Just don't worry about what I'm doing over
this
here.
This is your part here.
Well, I'm getting to it.
My part is that...
This is the dance remix, damn it.
Thanks to William and all the guys over at Apple ISP Web Hosting for providing the exclusive web space for the Mac and Chat Radio Network. If you would like to have your own site hosted or your nails done, check them out at www.appleisp.com.
Woohoo!
And make sure you tell them that one jerk, Bill, from the Mac and Chat Radio Show sent
That's me.
You. Also, thanks to the always lovely Julie Manteca for donating
Boobs.
Her computer voice.
Boobs.
You're going to get in trouble for that, I'm warning you.
That's okay.
If you need any professional voiceover work, talk to Smitty.
Boobs.
She's the girl to talk to. Contact her at julie@macandchatradio.com.
Or boobs
and another huge thank you to Jim Holodeck of the official Starship Enterprise. He's the official Starship of this radio network chat radio show. So, I think it's groovy.
It's pretty groovy. And what about the good friends at Griffin Technologies?
This is groovy, guys!
For being the official audio gear supplier.
Hey, guys, this is groovy!
That's our new radio voice for next week's
Hello. I'm from Sesame Street. I'm here to do the news. Let's sleep. We thank Matt Simmons.
Smitty's banging on the wall. He's trying to get some sleep.
Smitty's in Las Vegas. And the folks at RealTools.com.
All right, seriously.
I'm
still my part. You can check them out and buy some of their stuff at allyou.com. Get a hold of yourself, Shaggy. Thanks to Ramjet for the memory that works. Check them out at ramjet.com. Thanks to Griffin Technology for being the official audio gear supplier for the show. And lastly, we thank maxseminars.com.
Not really.
For letting in every person off the street in New York City into your seminars. They're all lovely people, but we will never go back again. But they do a nice seminar.
They
I
do.
I gotta say.
But leave the homeless people homeless.
Just bring a gun. And thanks to the folks at Road Tools for letting me try the podium cool pad and not Bill. Ha ha ha.
MAGAChat Friday Hour is copyrighted to the MAGAChat Radio Network, and of course, all rights are reserved. No part of the show should be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written consent of Donny Osmond and the Jackson 5. If you are called to any of these dances, then you will be visited by Bruce, who will cook you a nice apple pie. As usual, we have no affiliation with Apple, since they hate us and all. And we just like the Mac OS X, but not the blasted mail program, which sucks my dirty ass. So tune in next week to see Mark break into a hot sweat after hearing the words, abstinence is next to godliness.
Nobody is ever going to understand a word you just said.
Who cares?
Can I stop my Scooby music now?
Yeah.
Hey, look it. We're 1 hour and 29 minutes. How do you like that?
I have a little song here.
You do? What is
yep.
it?
I tried to run my programs with Windows 95.
$9.95. It makes is recommended, but I've got only $5. So there it was, my system, completely obsoleted, typing fat names with my fingers, cursing out loud at my mouse, killing my software with Windows, killing my software with Windows, needing more disk space, Windows, needing programs with Windows.
You That's right.
You can't use this. Die. Windows still is so hard, cause it's built on a house of cards. What is this C prompt here? When I cover my eyes and plug my ears, it's slow.
Huh?
And that's no lie, it's about as much fun as watching paint dry. Beware if you got a short fuse, cause it's the kind of system you can't use.
Do.
I told you, homeboy, you can't use this.
Nope.
Find me
nope.
The receipt, man. I can't use this.
Here.
Tech support still busy. Can't use this.
Oops.
Yo, give me the instruction manual. Can't use this. PowerPoint and Windows.
Hey,
oh,
I'm
using
it for
my Mac computer after Milo bought to me.
See ya next week.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Ho 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 ho.